For a lot of people, I think the holidays mean movies, and for a lot of people, that means Frank Capra this time of year. But you know, I'm not talking about It's a Wonderful Life, that perennial favorite. 5 years before Capra made It's a Wonderful Life, he made Meet John Doe, which was released in 1941. Both of the films have depression themes. They're both very cynical about rich people and power and government, and they both have Christmas. In this film, Barbara Stanwyck plays a reporter who's just been downsized, and in this sort of desperate effort to save her job, she creates a desperate character she calls John Doe. And then, when people sort of get pulled into the story she's invented, just as she hoped they would, she's called upon to produce the guy. And of course, he doesn't exist, so she has to have this massive casting call. And none of the guys are quite right until Gary Cooper walks in. And then Gary Cooper, of course, is the perfect John Doe and cast as the leader of this fictional movement.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kenneth Fry speaking for the New Bulletin. Tonight we give you something entirely new and different. Standing beside me is the young man who has declared publicly that on Christmas Eve he intends to commit suicide, giving as his reason, quote, "I protest against the state of civilization," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the New Bulletin takes pleasure in presenting the man who is fast becoming the most talked of person in the whole country, John Doe.
Don't you think that's weird? Saying that a man is going to commit suicide on Christmas Eve for this cause he believes in, and then leading into his first national radio speech with this up-tempo version of "For He's a Jolly Good Fellow." But the John Doe character, played by Gary Cooper, does really end up taking to the job. He starts to believe in it, and he's inspiring people to be more neighborly and to stand up for the little guy, which is pretty fitting for the holiday season. These John Doe clubs pop up all over the country, and he goes around making speeches. Then, the night of the big speech at this huge rally where people from John Doe clubs across the country have come to hear him speak, our John Doe figures out that big business and big politics, all of these movers and shakers, are trying to manipulate his movement to get their own officials elected and really to kind of counteract everything he's talking about. When he finds out, he bites back.
Well, that certainly is a new low. I guess I've seen everything now. You sit there back at your big cigars and think of deliberately killing an idea that's made millions of people a little bit happier. An idea that's brought thousands of them here from all over the country so they could pass on to each other their own simple little experiences. Why, your type's as old as history. If you can't lay your dirty fingers on a decent idea and twist it and squeeze it and stuff it into your own pocket, you slap it down. Like dogs, if you can't eat something, you bury it. People are finally finding out that the guy next door isn't a bad egg. The John Doe idea may be the answer, though. It may be the one thing capable of saving this cockeyed world, yet you sit back there on your fat hulks and tell me you'll kill it if you can't use it. Well, you go ahead and try. You couldn't do it in a million years because it's bigger than whether I'm a fake. It's bigger than your ambitions, and it's bigger than all the bracelets and fur coats in the world.
You bet it is, John.
And that's exactly what I'm going down there to tell those people.
So John Doe starts out as a fake, but he buys into this idea that sparks the movement. And it's a pretty simple idea. Love your neighbor. It's also an idea that we think about a lot this time of year. The movie Meet John Doe is dark, and it's this populist and scary to the status quo kind of story. It's like this combination of the Christmas story and the Easter story wrapped up in a big secular package. Do you think that sounds radical? I think it is. So you just need to watch the movie, because maybe Meet John Doe is the perfect film to watch this holiday season. And maybe it will inspire you to love your neighbor.